Lloyd Jackson here. You're listening to the second episode of the Building the Future podcast, sponsored by the Mechanical Contractors Association, MCA Detroit. Every episode, we will be putting a spotlight on the Union Construction Trades training programs and why it's the career path of the future. We talk with the decision makers in the community, the construction industry leaders, students, teachers, and school counselors that are helping grow this great career opportunity. With us today will be Chris Freeman. He is the CEO of MCA Detroit. Also, Laura Seha, who is a special representative for training and outreach with the United Association of Journeymen and Apprentices of the Plumbing and Pipe Fitting Industry. And Ray Boyd will be here as well. He's Assistant Director of Education and Training for United Association of Plumbers and Pipe Fitters. Today, we are learning about the instructor training program during Industry Day here at Washtenaw Community College. Industry Day is a chance for our partners to observe in person how UA trains our trainers, those dedicated and skilled individuals responsible for preparing the next generation of piping professionals you will be depending on for the decades to come. Now, during this event, top apprentices were able to connect and learn about new high-tech industry tools, learn about new accreditation programs and certifications needed, and visit a mobile training facility that travels North America. Chris Freeman is here. He is the CEO of MCA Detroit. And Chris, it's great to see you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, sir. Pleasure to be here.
Remind the listeners, if you could, about the Mechanical Contractors Association, MCA Detroit, and what you guys represent.
We represent the plumbers and pipe fitter contractors in the Southeast Michigan area. So we have the 5.5 counties all the way from the Thumb down to Monroe, and from the river all the way to Brighton, Michigan. So in that area, if you need highly skilled plumbers or pipe fitters, our contractors are the ones to call.
And talk about this week and how this week is benefiting MCA.
Well, as you've said, the number of people who have come here from all around the country learning the latest high-tech methods for installing the pipe that we work on, they are taking that information from everywhere, and they will be bringing it back to our individual training centers. And then those instructors will be able to train our apprentices and do upgrade training for our journeymen so that we can maintain the high level of skill that customers expect from our contractors and our members.
So what does it say that you have instructors from all over the country converging on Michigan to get this information, to get this training, to take back to their respective places across the country?
Well, it says a lot for the college here, because they're willing to work with us and the UA in order to put the program on. It's been here for, 69 years, I think I saw? So for a number of years, we've been, this is the 69th year that's taken place. It's been over 20 years that we've actually done the training here at Washtenaw. And they work well with us to bring in equipment, the latest and greatest equipment, along with the methods. They allow us to basically take over the entire campus for this week. So the fact that we can provide all this training and then have it go around the country is absolutely amazing.
It's a great benefit. It has to be a great benefit for the union construction trades.
Yes, it is.
Now, if someone would like to become a part of MCA, how would they go about doing that?
I would recommend they start by contacting our office, going to our website, mcadetroit.org. By going there, you can see who we are, what we stand for, and find the contact information to reach out to us, and then talk to me or talk to one of our staff regarding the expectations that we have. You would need to sign a contract with either Local 98 or Local 636. And we expect you to then follow that contract and do high-quality work, whether safely and with certain expectations, so that you don't tarnish the reputation of the United Association or the MCAA.
Safety, you brought up that word. That's a big deal as well.
Safety is a huge word. There was our safety director in our office a couple weeks ago was telling me that there's a study that came out regarding how much safer union employers are as opposed to the non-union employers. It's not that they don't want to be safe, but we really focus on training and making sure that people understand what are dangerous situations that they should avoid, and if they find themselves in that situation, how they should respond appropriately.
So looking at the registrants, we've got about 1,900 people who have registered to be here. Now, are these all instructors? Who makes up the 1,900?
The 1,900 are instructors from all around the United States, Canada, and we even have some instructors from Ireland and Australia, because the United Association is an international organization that has worked out agreements with whatever the organizations are in those two other countries that do the plumbing and pipe fitting.
And see, that's another thing, too, that I love about this, because once you know, if you're an apprentice and you become a journeyman, you go through the training and all that, you can take this anywhere. This is a skill you can take anywhere.
Once you graduate the apprenticeship program, you are called a journeyman. And that means you can take those skills and travel anywhere in the world. We had one of our contractors who told me that once they graduated the apprenticeship, they were over in Saudi Arabia running crews of people who were from all over the world. He had to work with translators to direct the crew in order to get the project built.
Wow. Now, that's amazing. That's why it's such a great career choice. Now, I want to talk to you about, because it's not just construction, I'm sure. I mean, in other places of business and companies, there's a lot of talk nowadays about diversity and equity and inclusion in the industry. And I'm sure that's something that you guys deal with too. I mean, when you think about construction, a lot of times people just think, well, it's just men, but women are involved in this as well.
We have many initiatives trying to increase our diversity. There is a group called WIME, Women in the Mechanical Industry, that MCAA has started, where we're attempting to reach out to young women and explain that, you know, with a lot of the tools nowadays, granted, back in the past, this was a male-dominated industry, and even today it's male-dominated, but we're reaching out to more women because with the tools that we have, it's making it easier. Plus, instead of carrying 4-inch stainless steel pipe, maybe you have PVC. PVC is much lighter. So the fact that, in general, women may not be as strong as men is no longer a factor. We've got tools nowadays that allow you to, you know, torque wrenches and things like that allow women to tighten a bolt just as much as a man can. So along with the WIME, we have a program that we've worked out with the city of Detroit called the STEP program. And that program states that we're going to bring in 25% Detroit residents into our apprenticeship program. So we have many initiatives that we're attempting to increase our diversity throughout the industry.
And what about those returning individuals, people who may be coming
military?
From a military or even maybe coming from prison, who come out and need a job, want to change their life?
On the military aspect, there is, in fact, the grab bags that their UA is providing today, you'll see the initials VIP. It's Veterans in Pipe Fitting or Veterans in Plumbing. We love military individuals because they've been taught to listen, to be leaders, to take direction, and they do a great job coming into our program. Especially certain individuals are taught special skills, underwater welding. Now, I will say,
whoa,
we don't do that a lot in our industry, but if you can weld underwater,
that's a specialty.
That is a specialty. That if you can learn that, then you can learn welding.
Chris Freeman, CEO of MCA Detroit, it was a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you for all your information, and looking forward to more great things with MCA. today we're learning about the instructor training program during Industry Day at Washtenaw Community College. The United Association of Journeymen and Apprentices of the Plumbing and Pipefitting Industry of the United States, UA, represents approximately 355,000 plumbers, pipefitters, sprinkler fitters, HVAC service technicians, welders, and pipeliners working in the construction industry throughout North America. And with me to talk more about that is Laura Seha, who is the Special Representative for Training and Outreach with the United Association of Journeymen and Apprentices of the Plumbing and Pipefitting Industry. She's being joined by Raymond Boyd, who is the Assistant Director of Education and Training for United Association of Plumbers and Pipefitters. Thank you both for being here. Appreciate it. Laura, let me start with you. Talk to me more about UA. What is it? How did it get started? And how do you help someone who wants to be part of this industry?
Well, thank you, Lloyd. Thank you for having me. The United Association is an international building trade union. It was founded in the late 1800s, 1889, October 11th, 1889, to be exact. What we are is a union of plumbers, pipe fitters, sprinkler fitters, HVACR, service technicians, and welders. And we encompass over 274 building trades unions across the United States and Canada. We have close to 300 training centers where we train, promote, and put our members to work.
And talk about what's happening here this week at Washtenaw Community College.
What's happening here this week is we have about 2,000 of those instructors from those training centers here to take continuing education classes. They're earning their certifications. They're also earning, some of them earn an AA degree by attending this program. It's a train the trainer. We also have a new program we've offered this year where we have 120 future instructors that are still apprentices. They're here to learn how this training program works, how to become future instructors, and attend today, this afternoon, and see some of the classes that we offer at Instructor Training Program.
Ray, I want to ask you about, you know, recruiting in the UA and just the different career paths that are available. Mm-hmm.
So, Lloyd, again, thank you for having us this morning. You were actually speaking to our recruitment and outreach coordinator, Ms. Seha, so that's more in her wheelhouse, but I know exactly what the UA has as a model of recruitment. One of the things that we're really trying to do that we didn't focus on for a long time was go to the underserved communities. And when you start to talk about some of the things where we're trying to bring more women and people of color into our organization, we've been around for 133 years, but our organization is trying to become more diverse and more inclusive and not only focus on the traditional avenues where we find our candidates and where we recruit our candidates, but we're going into those underserved communities and giving opportunities and making sure that people know about the United Association, letting communities know that we're there. One of the things that General President McManus says is we need to start to look like our communities that we serve, the communities that we're working in. And the United Association covers a broad spectrum of work from hospitals and universities to residential to service work. And we're in all of those areas where there are people of color and there are women that never get an opportunity to get on these construction projects and never get an opportunity at some of these things. So that's one of the biggest things that Laura does for the United Association and the ITF, that she travels the country and spreads that message on recruitment and making sure that we are out there in the forefront, opening up the doors for other people to come in.
And when you talk about underserved community and you talk about people of color, I'm sure there are people in urban areas who are very good with their hands, who are the fix-it people in their homes, and they don't know about a career path such as this that can really, really take them on another level, help them provide for their families, get a home, 401, benefits. They don't know all this. Still using their hands, but doing it in such a way where they can take care of a family.
I hear that all the time, Lloyd. Why did I never know about this career? Why was I never told by my school counselor? And we at the United Association, we're partnering with NABTU, North America's Building Trades Unions, to attend the School Counselor Association. We met with 5,000 school counselors. And what I do, when I started with the UA as a National Recruitment and Outreach Coordinator in 2017, I help support the training directors throughout the United States with the information, how to contact the school counselors, how to do that outreach. And I've seen it grow over the past almost 6 years, where school counselors are on board. They're starting to realize that college isn't the best or only path for their students. As a matter of fact, this last School Counselors Association conference, one of our UA ambassadors, a young lady, a young tradeswoman, Alicia, who is Hispanic, and her school counselor saw her at this conference representing the UA internationally and was so proud of her because her school counselor actually encouraged her to find a trade and work with her hands.
Wow. Ray, you know, Laura brought up the fact that, you know, college is not for everyone. And, you know, you're in school. A lot of these kids, they don't know what they want to do. They're seniors. They don't know whether they want to go to college or not. Some may not be able to go to college for whatever reason. This is a pathway that can take you where you're probably, you know, in the end, you might be making as much as somebody who has a degree or more.
Absolutely. That is well said. One of the things that we pride ourselves on is that there's no tuition after you finish our five-year program. So the only thing really that has to happen, and this is something that I'm passionate about, and I know Ms. Seha is passionate about, again, is going to places where we traditionally haven't gone before. And that's deep into the community, because these opportunities are so valuable in changing someone's life and offering them an opportunity at the middle class. And like you said, can open up a pathway to more than just benefiting you, but it benefits the family. It shows you how to build wealth. It shows you how to bring your family along. One of the things that we are so proud of is that when you go to a school counselor's conference and one of the teachers or counselors there sees one of their students representing the United Association and says, you know, I did the right thing by telling her. Those are the things that we're looking for. And I know you have some notes now. We started a new program this year with the future instructors. And it was a program that I had thought about a while back, maybe about 4 years ago, and I said, we've been here for 33 years at Washtenaw Community College, so we know how to train, we know how to recruit and draw people in. I said, but why are we hiding this from our apprentices? I said, they need to see this. Even though the program is designed as a train-the-trainer, which is great because our instructors need to come back, get their batteries recharged.
That's right.
To start
the new technology and the new things.
Exactly.
Yes.
So we started talking and we said, why don't we just allow local unions to send an apprentice? That's going to be the future. If we're not grooming the future right now, then we're not going to be ready for the future.
Because somebody's going to have to teach later down the line once these guys retire or whatever.
Exactly. Right? And the general president gave us an opportunity to do that. This is our first year. We have 120 future instructors here. They're fourth and fifth year apprentices. They are super excited. And it's amazing to see where the future is and how their minds work. Different than a 32-year member like myself,
exactly.
How their minds work in the industry. And it's so exciting just to see how their batteries are charged. And I mentioned something to that group that's in there. And I said, you know, I've been with them all week now. And I said, you've actually charged my battery.
See,
again.
Exactly.
You've actually charged my battery.
Yes.
To want to do better and to make sure that we are providing the opportunities for you to be successful, to bring more people into the organization.
You know, we hear so much, and I've heard so much about the president, President Biden, and people wanting him to cancel student loans and those things. You said something, one of you said something about the no tuition, you know, and that is just amazing that, you know, once a person goes through this program, it's not, they don't have that debt hanging over their heads.
So for a young person who's completed our program, they earn 45 college credits, and some of our union locals and training centers are full AA granting institutions. You could attend the instructor training program. You can transfer all your credits to earn a bachelor's or a master's degree. And the UA is all about education, continuing education at zero cost to the member for life, the life of a member. So if you have, technology is changing, our journeymen have to come back to the training center, get journeyman upgrade training, and all of that is at no cost. Welding training, zero cost. We're not like a two or four degree grant, 4-year degree granted university. We are for the life of the member. And when I'm talking with these school counselors and teachers and telling them my path, 25 years with the UA, earning my bachelor's and master's degrees, they look at me like I have three heads. they tell me I'm still paying off my college tuition.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I'm wondering, too, a lot of these counselors from these high schools, do they ever get to come in and kind of see what you guys do, get kind of a firsthand look so they can go back and tell their students what they see?
Absolutely. Yes, we open our doors. We also, during the pandemic, during the shutdowns, we actually gave school counselors, teachers virtual tours. We have many of our training centers that we have virtual maps and we can fly them in, walk them around. They are completely amazed at the technology and ability we have with these multi-million dollar training centers. They don't understand until they walk through those doors firsthand how much training we provide.
How big is safety when you're, I know safety is big on these jobs, but there's training involved too, where you have to have that mindset of safety and everything has to be precise. You know, one thing can kind of start a domino effect and absolutely be a problem if the safety's not there.
Safety is one of the things that we really take serious at the United Association. When we bring our apprentices in, the first thing that they have to go through is a safety course before they ever step foot on a construction project. They have to obtain their 10-hour OSHA safety course. And by the time they graduate after their 5 years, they have to be 30-hour OSHA certified. So we take safety seriously. One of the things that we're really concerned about, Lloyd, is the fact that not only do our members show up on the job, but they make it home. And that's the number one thing. Construction is a dangerous area for a lot of people. The
Sure.
more we can train when it comes to safety, we know that we can get our members back home and those other members that aren't a part of the United Association but are on that job site.
Yeah.
Can know that they're working with people that have been trained properly, can handle the equipment, know exactly what's going on when you're working around a lot of high voltage and you're working in trenching areas and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Construction jobs move a lot quicker than what people think.
Mm-hmm.
Until you're on a construction site, it's constantly there's moving pieces. So we pride ourselves on safety to the utmost. That's one of the number one things that the general president and we pride ourselves on here at the ITF, safety.
Before we get out of here, I just want to ask about UA and giving back to the community, and how does the UA participate in giving back to the community? Laura, is that something you want to talk about?
Some of the things United Association does to give back to the community as a whole, both locally and nationally, we do not shout it out enough. We do not toot our own horn as much as we should with water quality. You know, all our local volunteers for Flint, Michigan, with the different water crises, the hurricane relief, the Heats On programs, just going around, you know, people who might be disabled or older, making sure their heat's on properly and safely. All of our local unions are involved in one way or another in helping their local communities nationally. So, but we just don't advertise it as much as we should.
And if I could just say something
on that
note, one of the projects that we're extremely proud about is going into the Navajo Nation. And Director of Plumbing, Tom Bigley, looked at this and we were kind of wondering, how can we help this particular community get clean drinking water and proper disposal of sanitation?
Mm-hmm.
We started to realize that they didn't have that there. So once we went to the Navajo Nation and saw their needs, we decided to develop what they call wash stations. And we had our local unions around the country foot the bill for this, pay for all of the material, build these wash stations where they could have. And it's a 250-gallon tank that holds potable water that at least they can wash with, and they can have water in their homes, different things like that. And we are super proud of that particular program. We worked hand-in-hand with the I Wish Foundation. We came up with all of the material. We used our UA craftsmanship. We built these things. We shipped them out there. And it's something that we're proud of. And that's just another way that the UA gives back and helps.
I mean, it just seems to me, you know, you guys, it's just really a brotherhood and a sisterhood. It really is.
Absolutely.
All right. Ray Boyd is the Assistant Director of Education and Training for the United Association of Plumbers and Pipe Fitters. And Laura Seha is a Special Representative for Training and Outreach with the United Association of Journeymen and Apprentices of the Plumbing and Pipe Fitting Industries. Thank you so much for joining us here on this podcast.
Thank you.
The Building the Future podcast, sponsored by the Mechanical Contractors Association, MCA. And today we're learning about the instructor training program during Industry Day at Washtenaw Community College. Here with me now, Jennifer Barborka. She's an apprentice, and she's come all the way from Houston, Texas, to be part of the Future Instructor Program. And Jennifer, it's great to see you. Boy, a long way. They do everything big in Texas.
Yes, sir, they do. Thank you, Lloyd, for having me. I'm actually from Austin, Texas, So a little farther out, but I'm just happy to be here.
I want to start with, how did you decide you wanted to even get into this industry? What was it that spurred you to say, hey, I think I want to do this?
Well, I'm one of the older apprentices. I actually have three kids, and my youngest was already in school. She's about to go into middle school, and I needed to come out from part-time work, and I really wanted to do some full-time work, and I was looking around, trying to figure out what I wanted to do, and I found plumbing, and honestly, the neatest thing I learned about that was I was literally building things with fire.
Okay. So is that something that, you know, that you've kind of been fascinated with, or thought about in the past before you started this?
Well, I've always been good with building with my hands. And it was something that was really interesting to me because it's not something that everyone can do. I mean, everyone can do it, but it takes a lot
of
knowledge.
It's a special skill.
It is. It's a skilled trade.
And so you're thinking along the way that maybe being a teacher might be something you want to do to teach this?
Oh, absolutely. We are a teaching trade. Our skills don't get passed on unless we pass them on. So, yeah, no, that's absolutely one of my goals.
And so tell me, are there things that you're working on right now as far as being an apprentice? Are there jobs that you're working on, or are you still being trained? How does that work?
Oh, no, I'm absolutely working. We all work full-time for our contractors. Currently, I'm at the company that we are working for. We're building a whole water treatment facility for a company that produces IV bags for hospitals.
Oh, wow.
So we do some pretty neat stuff.
And you know, as a woman, you know, were you intimidated by getting into this type of profession because it's so dominated by men? I know more women and people of color are starting to get into this more now, but were you intimidated any?
I wasn't, but I know who I am. I know what I want to do. So I wasn't intimidated. It was a little off-putting. Well, I guess you could say intimidating, but it was a little off-putting when I show up on my first site, and it was a huge hospital. Mm-hmm. We're building this hospital up, and I was the only female there. It was weird, but ultimately a really good experience.
And I'm sure you continue to get the respect of your brothers and sisters in the business.
Oh, absolutely. No, that is the one thing that I really do love about the UA is I'm an equal here. There's no, oh, well, it's just another girl. Oh, it's just some young guy. Oh, it's just some old dude. It's, you know, it's we're all brothers and sisters. We are equal. We have equal training. We have equal opportunities. It's a really special place in that respect.
Sitting here joining us once again is Laura Seha, who is a special representative for training and outreach with the United Association of Journeymen and Apprentices for Plumbing and Pipe Fitting Industry. Also here is Raymond Boyd, who is the Assistant Director of Education and Training for the United Association of Plumbers and Pipe Fitters. And guys, you know, you're listening to this story from Jennifer. I'm sure this is just one of many that you've heard that are similar to Jennifer's story about how they got into this business and what it means to them. Laura?
Yeah, I'd like to, 25 years ago when I started, I was the only when I first walked onto the job site. And the UA has done so much to support our local tradeswomen groups where we can meet. We partnered with MCAA and their organization, WIMI, to actually bring that support that, you know, we're the small number of women, but they support us in the Tradeswomen Build Nations Conference each year, mm-hmm. where I know we're being sending many delegates to this conference. Last time we met in person in 2019, we had over 400 delegates, tradeswomen from across the country, come to this conference. So we do a lot of things to support our sisters in the trades.
Right.
I think when you talk about a like-minded experience, and I can relate exactly to the comments that were made when I first started 32 years ago, there were a lot of times that I would go on a job site and be the only African American there. And the support that you get from your UA brothers transcends race, gender, all of those types of things. Not to say we can't get better.
Of course.
Obviously.
Of course.
You know, we're still working towards those things.
Sure.
And that's what's so exciting about some of the things that we're doing and some of the opportunities that we're getting. 32 years ago, I'm not too sure how many women foremen you would see on the jobs or how many African American foremen you would see on the jobs, but now it's commonplace to go on a job and see a young lady or a woman or an African-American or any race running a job site or being the general foreman or actually being a project manager or actually even running schools as a training director and coordinator. So that's the difference in this shift.
Mm-hmm.
We talk in this future instructors program that we have that 120 people that are sitting in there right now, they don't necessarily know exactly where they're going to be.
Right.
They know they want to be a part of the United Association, but
sure,
we have so many tentacles that are so broad, you know, that you could go to a company and work just as their safety director and be doing some serious work that needs to be done, or you could go in on their training side. The one thing that we seriously promote is ownership. We need more people, more women, and more people of color actually taking that larger leap, staying with the UA, but actually saying, I'm going to start my own company.
Yeah.
And this is going to give me the opportunity to employ and bring in more members. So that's another way. So I applaud Jennifer for being here. I applaud her for taking this class. I know we've had a lot of laughs so far this week and trying to figure it all out and seeing what we're doing right or wrong. But, you know, we are a brotherhood and a sisterhood that supports.
And Jennifer, you know, as they talk about brotherhood and sisterhood, and you have as well, in the industry, how does your family feel about this and friends? You know, when you decided you wanted to go into something like this, the construction trades, you know, what did they think about that?
My husband thought it was the coolest thing in the world. So, you know, my kids were super supportive. In fact, actually, my oldest kid, he just joined our local.
Oh,
so,
that's great.
Yeah, I'm really excited, really proud of him.
That's great.
You know, some of my friends told me I should be an electrician. I told them they were nuts. I love what I do. So, you know, overall, a pretty darn good support. A lot of my part-time work previously had been in the farming community. I worked with local farmers, and they were just stoked that I was going to learn how to weld so I could come out and help them.
Oh, wow. Great. Yeah. Well, Jennifer Barborka, thank you so much for being here all the way from Texas, part of the Future Instructor Program. Once again, Laura Seha and Raymond Boyd, thank you guys for sitting in on this as well. It's just been a great opportunity being here at the training program this week here at the Washtenaw Community College. And thank you for listening to the Building the Future podcast, sponsored by the Mechanical Contractors Association, MCA Detroit. I'm Lloyd Jackson. We'll see you next time.